Welcome to the audio commentary for the syllabus for Financial Planning and Money Management Business 121 for Fall 2020. And probably by now you've flitted around, maybe looked at the guided tour of the website, looked at my introduction, maybe introduced yourself, maybe have gone through a couple of the modules in Canvas, so I won't introduce myself again, but let us read together the syllabus. I'm going to look at the short form. Why? Because the long form is too darn long. But that's what they want us to do. They want us to have a long form with everything in it that is actually very useful for when you have insomnia at night. But what is the most important document in all of the semester? Right, the syllabus, which is why we put it in the back of our notebook and never look at it again after the beginning of the semester. But then when the professor looks at us glaringly and says, "Did you read the syllabus?" Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, right, no. Anyway, let's read together. Course description objective: Introduction to Financial Planning and Money Management. Emphasis is placed on practical, personal financial management concepts and skills. Folks, everything we do in here is very practical. This class represents the full spectrum of personal financial experiences. Now, some of you just starting out, you're going to say, "Well, I'm not ready to buy a house. I don't even want to think about estate planning." But eventually, if you live long enough, all these things are going to be a part of your financial life. And what's the one thing you're going to deal with for the rest of your life? Right, money. Are you going to be solving quadratic equations 10, 15 years from now? Are you going to be discussing the influence of 19th century impressionism upon 20th century op art? Well, maybe when you're trying to score with that art student. No, the one thing you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your life is money. So why isn't this class required? Every professor thinks their class is the most important class on campus, right? But let me tell you, dear students, I wish this class were around when I got started a million years ago, because this is one of those classes that I believe 10, 20, 30 years from now, you will look back and say, "You know what? This class actually helped me. This class actually helped me in this crazy, scary, joyful, sad, bizarre, absurd journey that we call life." And one of the first things we're going to do is learn goal setting. So let me tell you, and I've already said this in the introduction. My goal for this class is to make this the best class you've ever taken. I know that's a bit of a over the top, but it's sincere. So let's continue with the course content. And as we said, goal setting is one of the first things we do. Financial statements, very important. Budgeting, ooh, we don't like to use the B word. Resource allocation, tax strategies, everybody's favorite topic to hate. Banking, cash and debt management, credit. Purchasing strategies, consumerism, insurance, planning, risk management, investing. We'll spend about a month or so on investing, my favorite topic. And then retirement and estate planning, the last chapter of life and our course, estate planning. Now, that's the whole class in a nutshell. Of course, we're going to spend the next, 4 months working together on this class, so stick with us. Now, what do you need? Course materials. We have a textbook called Focus on Personal Finance, and I'll tell you, folks, do you really need the book? Have you looked at Rate My Professor comments, where a lot of students said you really don't need the book? I'm not allowed to say that. I'm not allowed to say that we don't need a textbook, but we don't need a textbook. Folks, this book is okay. It's worth about 25, 30 bucks new. I don't even want to think of what they're charging now. They were charging like $280 for it. It is not worth the money. So our first lesson in financial planning is not buy something that you don't need. So I'm not allowed to say that because I can get myself in trouble. So hopefully the powers that be won't listen to the commentary for the financial planning and money management class. But you decide whether you need it or not. Now, can you buy it for 10 bucks? Yes, you can. You can buy any edition of this book on the Infernal Net. I'm sorry, internet for dirt cheap. Why? Because once a person has spent $300 for this book, they don't need it anymore, so they sell it for 10, 15, 20 bucks. So on the bottom of the class website, you'll see links to where you can buy it on Amazon and Chubb and eBay and other places. So check it out. Now, you do need a notebook. I really do push upon you to get a three-ring binder because you're going to be giving copious notes. You like that word, copious? It means a lot. A three-ring binder is easier to, you know, punch the papers and organize yours. Although some people, you know, you're going to use one of those loose leaves. I'm not a big fan of loose leaf. You need a calculator, or if you're cool, you could play with a spreadsheet. You don't need a spreadsheet. All you need is a 99-cent calculator for this class. The math is not math. It's all arithmetic. All you need is add, subtract, multiply, and divide. You don't even need squirt. I'm sorry, square root. You don't even need squirt. Square root. You do need dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and self-discipline. Now, much is said about teaching online, taking classes online. You must be self-disciplined. And it's true. Why? Because there's no class for you to show up at, right? And so what we try to get students to do is to spend 15, 20, 30 minutes a day, every day at the same time. You see, it's better than trying to wait until the end of the week and then do the whole thing on a Saturday or no, it's better to work a little bit every day and find a time when you can work every day on the class, because everything's expected to be done on time, folks. You're supposed to view the presentations, listen to the lectures, submit the assignments, take the exams, discussion forums. Now, we do our best to help you with time management. All the presentations are audio, video, iTunes, YouTube, 3C Media Solutions. And so you can download them to your mobile device while you're walking the dog, listen to them, watch them while you're on the exercise bike, while you're commuting, driving to work, or taking the public transit to work. So we do our best to make this class not only the best class, but also easily accessible. So that's why under attendance and lateness, you're going to have to work on this, especially if you're one of the procrastinators. You know, you might want to wait until the face-to-face classes start up again. But in the meantime, I don't know how long that's going to be. Grading. Now, we grade on what is called a straight curve. Huh? That's like jumbo shrimp. Straight curve. In other words, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50. What tends to happen, folks, is we get a whole lot of A's and a whole lot of F's. Why? We get a whole lot of A's and B's for people who are remotely sober when they get up in the morning and do their work, relatively aware of their general surroundings, and they tend to do very well. Whereas the people who are not that organized tend not to wake up remotely sober, generally aware of their surroundings. They tend to do poorly, and then they drop. And so we get this bimodal, sometimes called, distribution, where instead of having a whole lot of C's and then small number of A's and F's and then a larger number of B's and D's and A's and F's, we get not too many C's, a lot of A's and B's, and a lot of D's and F's, and those people usually drop. So please, 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 we want you to succeed. We want you to be awesome. We want all of you to get A's. Now, I'm going to make you a deal. I don't do this with every class, okay? I just want to make sure. If all of you get A's this semester, fall 2020, for the next 10 years, assuming I live that long, Every new person I meet, I'll shake their hand. I don't know, we don't shake hands anymore. I'll introduce myself and say, hi, my name is Frank Piano, and my fall 2020 Business 121 Financial Planning and Money Management class students all got A's. Is that a deal? All right. Okay. Now, time requirements. We expect you to work about an hour a day, folks. If you just do it half an hour a day, what you'll find is if you work every day, some days you'll do not that much. And other days you'll get excited and do a whole lot. And then you'll say, hey, you know, I'm on my head. Great. So try not to procrastinate and do everything on, you know, Sunday or Saturday or whatever day it is, because that's not learning. All the studies show that learning takes repetition. You watch children, young children, when they have a puzzle. They put it together, and what do? They take it apart and put it together again. They build the blocks up and then take them down. And that's what we want you to do. Think of it like play. And play is cool because it reinforces all the things that you learn. And so think about that. Now, accommodations. You know the drill. If you need accommodations, contact me. Contact the DSS department. They are awesome. We have all kinds of resources for you. We want you to succeed. Same thing is true for the Academic Success Center. This place is terrific. Now, you can't call it the Tutoring Center. You got to call it the Academic Success Center. But still, the cool thing about this place is that the students that are there are motivated. So if you get involved online, you will become motivated too. And then you'll be helping other students learn. And I'll tell you the little secret that we teachers don't tell our students. We learn more by teaching. Yes, we do. Yeah, we do. So definitely get involved with the Academic Success Center. Now, how do you get in touch with me? Most people get in touch with me via email. There is my phone number, my office phone number. I don't check it that often. So please, you know, don't leave a message there. Don't leave a message on my home phone either. Just send me an email. But I give you other opportunities, you know, if you want to contact me. And then the most important thing, although many of you will not use the website, you'll use Canvas, is the class website, wonderprofessor.com for fall 2020. All the material is on the class site, and there's a class website, and there's a guided tour. But you don't have to use it. You can use Canvas, as we'll discuss. Now, what's this student learning outcome, folks? That's for folks up in Sacramento that are far away from the students, as they should be, who don't have anything other to do than to create accountability for we professors to make sure we're doing our job. But it's a bunch of BS and you don't have to worry about it. Now, what do you have to worry about? Of course, you know, the instructor availability. But look at page number 2, right? What do we do with the syllabus? Put it in the back of our notebook and never look at it again? No! Look at page number 2, which is the course schedule. And if you're looking at the 6-page one, it's the last page, it's the 6th page. Yes. We pretty much get through the semester, folks. Get through all these materials. If you need help, if you get behind, contact me. Very important, because that's what happens. We find that students get behind and then they sort of go, oh, I guess I must drop the class. But remember, we want you to succeed. We want this to be the best class you've ever taken. So if you follow along with our course schedule, listen to the presentations, watch the presentations, do the assignments, discussion forums, participate in discussion forums, and then take the exams, you're going to do well. You're going to succeed. You are going to be awesome. Cool? Any questions? You know who to contact. This syllabus, the most important document of the semester that we put in the back of our notebook and never look at it again. See ya.